For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It happened at a video game tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, that was being live streamed on the internet. Someone opened fire. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams said that the entertainment district had been cleared and is now secure.
We have no outstanding suspects at this time. No outstanding suspects. We have one suspect in this case. He is deceased at the scene at this point.
We believe the suspect to be 24-year-old David Katz from Baltimore, Maryland.
Three people were killed and 11 were wounded. Witnesses say the gunman opened fire inside a sports bar where the gaming tournament was being played. One player at the tournament said he was wounded in the hand and tweeted, "I will never take anything for granted ever again." EA Sports tweeted their deepest sympathies going out to everyone involved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Palestinian authorities say the U.S. decision to cut more than $200 million in aid is meant to force the Palestinians to abandon their claim to Jerusalem. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Palestinian Legislative Council member Hanan Ashrawi says it shows the U.S. government's political bias.
It is a way in which the U.S. is further complicit in the Israeli occupation and is further punishing the Palestinians who are under occupation and carrying out the wishes of Israel, the occupiers, who enjoy not only full immunity and impunity, but $38 billion of support that that the U.S. is trying to increase even.
The Palestinian leaders say that there will be no peace without East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The price of U.S. gas is going down. So says Trilby Lundberg.
The average price of gasoline is now $2.91. For regular, it's down 2 cents over 2 weeks. This more than reverses the rise we saw in the prior 2 weeks.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator John McCain will lie in state in Arizona and later in Washington, D.C. before being buried at the U.S. Naval Academy. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Just over a year ago, and less than a week after he received the diagnosis, he made his last speech on the U.S. Senate floor. Here's how it ended.
Many of you have reached out in the last few days with your concern and your prayers, and it means a lot to me. It really does. I've had so many people say such nice things about me recently that I think some of you must have me confused with someone else. I appreciate it, though, every word, even if much of it isn't deserved. I'll be here for a few days. I hope managing the floor debate on the defense authorization bill, which I'm proud to say is again a product of bipartisan cooperation and trust among the members of the Senate Armed Services Committee. After that, I'm going home for a while to treat my illness. I have every intention of returning here and giving many of you cause to regret all the nice things you said about me. And I hope to impress on you again that it is an honor to serve the American people in your company. Thank you, fellow senators. Mr. President, I yield the floor.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.